I trail straight Killerville, dog, 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 dog. Beats by Trill straight Killerville, dog, 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 dog.
What's good? What's good? We are back. Another Live Affair now on Friday. As you see, I got Jones with me in the building.
What's up?
The one and only Trillanoise Tracks, and we got Mr. J. How y'all doing tonight?
All right.
Doing good, man. Chilling.
What you got over there, Trill?
Shit, you know what I'm saying? You know I got that dizzle.
You got that dizzle?
Yeah, about to crack that bitch open, too. I had it 2 days.
You know, I got some dizzle. We got Dizzle right here in the can. We got the red bottom. That's what I'm drinking.
Yeah, I need them cans too.
How's everybody doing that's tuning in? Live from Vietnam. We got a couple topics we're going to get into. We ain't got no guests tonight except the birthday boy himself from yesterday, Jones.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Jones, this is the camera. You could... You know, you could give your shout out, say what's up to,
How are we turning? How old we turned yesterday?
How old you turn?
48.
Yeah. Damn, man, I'm trying to find somebody older than me, man.
You're trying to find somebody older than him.
This shit crazy. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know what I'm saying? First one of y'all niggas call me Unk, man. It's over. I'm trying to tell you.
I was just about to say, hey,
Something
you got.
Nah,
something you want to get off your chest though. Before we get into topics, there was something you want to get off your chest though. There was something you wanted to bring
man,
up.
Man, about the, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, the rap battles, the beefs, you know what I'm saying, Kendrick and, you know what I'm saying, what's his name? Drake. I mean, it's funny that I'm seeing a lot of these local cats. They put a lot of energy behind posting, like, you know what I'm saying, their thoughts on the beef and stuff like that, but y'all ain't posting y'all shit though. You know what I mean? Y'all too busy promoting a whole nother motherfucking shit. And I don't see y'all promoting none of y'all shit, though. I mean, that's just funny to me. Hey, put on for the city, though.
Well, what about that, the whole Drake white boy thing?
I mean, that right there, that's, okay, we talked about that yesterday. Like, to be honest, like, you know, okay, first of all, I mean, it's layers to this. So if you're half black and you're half white, so I mean, when did that come into play that a half black person can't say the word nigga? And then, you know, say so you got Rick Ross. I mean,
a half black person couldn't say the N word.
That's one of the things right there.
Nah, man, if you got it in you.
I mean, but then on top of that, you got Ross calling him white boy. You got Ross calling him white boy. Now he's calling him white boy. And then on top of that, I mean, this is hip hop. I mean, you know, hip hop was built from the struggle, from the less fortunate, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. I mean, it won't just black and brown people in the damn projects. It ain't just black and brown people poor. You know what I mean? So what? You gonna tell Rick Rubin he's not no authority on hip hop just because he's white? You know say you gonna tell Rick Eminem Rubin
is one of the authorities on hip hop?
I mean, I'm just saying though. But according to these new shits, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, white boy, shut up, white boy this, white boy that. You know what I mean? Like, and then to me, you know what I'm saying, like that right there is like, you know what I'm saying, you're excluding people. Hip hop is about inclusion. You know what I mean? Like screaming all that white boy shit is like, you know what I'm saying? That's exclusion. Like, you know what I mean? I don't like that shit. You know what I mean? And then on top of that, like we talked about, I mean, who buys music? White people and women. It's a fact. It's always been that.
What you about to say, Mr. J?
Yeah, that's 80% of the buyer's market is young white people.
I mean, yeah, white people and women buy music. So, I mean, like for them to do that shit, man, to me is like a bad look. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I mean, I'm not a racist person. I mean, that's a bad look to me. And that put a bad taste in my mouth. Screaming that white boy this. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to hear you say nigga. Then Kendrick Lamar, you know what I'm saying? Your wife is half black or white. His wife is half black, half white.
This is my issue I have with these things.
I'm just saying, I mean, like the hypocrisy, like, I mean, come on, dog.
When you start applying it to somebody like Drake, you got to apply it across the board to all the dudes that's like, half black and half white in the rap game, then you know,
okay,
what I'm
but you know, hey, we
cold shooting, right?
I mean, yeah, I mean, but look, we allow Puerto Ricans to say nigga.
Mexican. I don't, but
ain't no Mexican for to say nigga around me. I'm trying to tell you, but you know, what I'm saying, like,
well,
I mean, it's
Cypress
funny.
Hill did. Cypress Hill did.
Who did?
Damn,
Cypress Hill did.
Damn. I stand corrected. Yep, it sure fucking did. I mean, so this topic is real deep, though.
But I mean, it goes even deeper because the reality is you start getting into like origins of human beings, then who could say what were who?
I mean, yeah. This is a broad subject.
But to bring it back to the beef.
Yeah, to the beef. Yeah,
the whole issue to me, kind of tagging on what you're talking about. It became too like high schoolish when they started going into that. That was more high schoolish than it was about lyrics and battling and going back and forth. It became very like, we mad because you popular, we mad because you this, that, and the other.
So we gonna find something. You half white, so you're just white. Like, you know, like, come on.
If I have an issue with Drake, my critique is always on his MC and always on his lyricism, which KDOT did say, you know, kind of break it up into commercial versus culture, which is what, you know, the battle has always been in hip hop when it comes to popularity. It's commercial versus culture.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? You always fighting that demon, trying to ride that line, trying to walk that tightrope.
Yeah, but I mean, the funny thing is, I mean, what are you getting into it for? Are you getting into it to just to sell 5,000 records, or are you trying to sell millions of records like Drake? I mean, like, man, hip hop just is so fucking, like, I mean, it's stupid. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Okay, I mean, you get into hip hop to better your situation. And then when somebody, you know what I'm saying, gets on top of the situation, you want to talk shit to them. I mean, it's crazy to me, like, you know, the culture. Like,
my issue is if it was just simply that, I think what he's talking about is like watering down certain things, because I mean, if you're not protecting the culture, then what do you have left? You can't make no money off of nothing. You know what I'm saying? If everybody's going, well, everybody could do it this way or that way, it's got to be some kind of standard, some kind of rule to the game. So
yeah, I mean, I understand that. I mean, so what are your thoughts on Drake?
Who, me or Jay?
Yeah, Jay.
My issue has always been the same. You know what I'm saying? I'm questioning his pen. I question, you know, how far he's pushing it as far as like commercial issues. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like the whole battle to begin with because I feel like they're making more album cuts than are real diss records. You know what I'm saying? Real battle records. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got you in there. What's up, man? You got turn your camera sideways if you can, and we can barely see you.
Who is that?
Big EQ. Appreciate you joining us. What did you say, OJ?
Like I said, they're making more battle records than they are. I mean, excuse me, album cuts than they are battle records. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to see no dude like with Drake. I don't want to see nobody, you know what I'm saying, feel like they got to be twerking off a battle record. Like, that don't make no sense to me. You know what I'm saying? And with Kendrick, it's his lyricism is top tier, but the beats he's picking, they sound like album cuts. They're great for an album cut, dope for an album cut, but far as this records, come on, man, it's not working.
I mean, to me, you know, say it sounded like okay, the first cut, and then the one I heard today, you know, saying the double back he did, it do sound like something he would have put on his album anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm gonna stand on Drake. You know what I'm saying, man? Drake will come at somebody. Drake ain't scared of nobody. You know what I mean? I mean, I can't wait to hear what his response is going to be, though.
Well, let Big EQ chime in with it. See what he thinks about this whole Drake situation. I'm gonna get a refill.
First and foremost, what's good? In. What's good, fellas?
What's up?
Good.
My thought is the first Kendrick track was but broken down for as far as the lyrics or whatever, I was like, okay, that's straight. But then you got to go back and listen to Drake. Okay, what was the one thing that Drake did on the track that had everybody like, oh, was the fact that he had everybody able to dance. We got to understand Drake is, in my opinion, just my opinion on when I say this, Drake is a pop star. So he has pop fans. Kendrick does too, but we look at Kendrick more as hip hop than we do Drake. So in saying this, did Kendrick get people to dance? Nah, he got us people who listen to lyrics, like, okay, what was he saying that was hard? What was that hard verse, that hard line that he said? That's what he got us to actually do, as opposed to Drake was just like, oh, Drake said this. I mean, let's just face it. I mean, we all know Drake do have some type of writers helping him. You know, we don't hate that, but, you know, we got to question a little bit. Is this him or is this his writer?
How do we know that for a fact, other than people saying that, though?
Well,
I mean, who knows that for a fact? I mean,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, no, I'm just saying, like, other than people saying that, what is the fact that we know? I mean, everybody says that. You know, I mean, once you're on top, they want to try to tear you down.
That's true.
So, I mean, so what proof we have of that?
The only thing I wish I could remember, you know, if I was more prepared for this, actually, I would actually give you two of his main writers. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I can't remember their names right off the top of my head or whatever, but he do have two main writers that that help him. I don't know what's the whole thing of as far as how much they help him with whatever, because I have heard Drake rap way back when on his mixtapes, and
I mean,
you know,
is it a possibility that you get better? Is it a possibility that you got better? I mean, but anyway, besides that, I mean, nah, see,
you know, it, you know, now I would say this. Once again, these are just my opinion on it. Drake is still the same rapper he was. The only thing he has an even better stage presence to him than what he had when I first seen him. Ever. You know what I'm saying? Would I say he got better as a rapper? I can't say that neither, because we've seen some people go with Drake, and Drake took the high road. You know, now every once in a while, Drake has pulled out something. Did he really go back and push a T? Not really. He sort of left that track alone. He now, to his credit, he was like, he won all them awards, and it basically shut people up. So basically, look at Pusha T like, oh, you was a loser, you took the L on it. But did he really? Because verbally wise, Pusha T went there. Drake didn't.
I mean, I take it as nobody wanted a repeat of the Big Ed Pac shit. So, you know,
true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I think that got shut down because of that, because it was about to get real personal. And you know what I mean? Like, I mean, these people know shit about each other, so I mean, me personally, I mean, I don't think Drake got a ghostwriter. You know what I mean? People just don't want nobody to be so great. You know what I'm saying? Like, anytime you're great, people want to think that you just got some type of help. So me personally, I don't think he had a ghostwriter. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, but like the beef, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, the battle, all I'm saying is the battle done got really too stupid. You know what I'm saying? Now he's half white. He can't say nigga. Like, I mean, ain't no, Kendrick. Kendrick or Ross really didn't say nothing. I mean, in my opinion, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying? Drake still has an up. You know what I'm saying? Because neither one of them said nothing but their personal opinions. You know what I'm saying? Drake came with, you know what I'm saying, some other shit. Who shit is, I mean, who somebody shit is,
yeah, feedback echo?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. But fortunately, I'm 100% white, and I could never say the N-word, so I don't know what to tell Drake in this situation.
You 110% white.
I don't
you
know 110. What to tell him.
You look whiter sitting next to
I
him.
I like to give you some advice. I like to give you some advice, Drake, but I don't know what to tell you on this.
Good luck. I remember your mixtape sitting over at the U.S. flea market. So I look, you're honorary black, sir.
Who, me?
Hey,
yeah, you, Paul.
Oh, the Paul Masson mixtapes. Yeah, I did have them at the U.S. flea market.
Yeah,
you remember the my homeboy Paul put me on to U.S. flea market.
I didn't know you was that white till you know what I'm saying? You look like a thumb. You look like a thumb with a hat on right now. You know what I'm saying? Free. You look like a thumbnail with a hat on right now. But yeah. Next subject. <Sunday.
laughs> All right, so let's get into the topics we had.
And I ain't studying for none of.
What sophomore album had the biggest impact in hip hop?
Ooh.
What sophomore album? Let me start with Mr. J, the historian.
Yeah, I'm going. My first one I'm going with is Fuji's The Score. The first album was this right here. It's called Blunted on Reality.
Translated Crew.
It only had two big singles off of it. That was Boop Bop and Vocab. So when they came back, you know, with The Score, of course, just about every single on here, you know, multiple times platinum. Even some of the joints that weren't singles were, you know, were big.
Like the Diamond D produced track?
Yep. How Many Mics? Zealots, Cowboys. Of course, they had their cover, No Woman, No Cry.
Cowboys was my joke.
And, you know, everybody knows the singles, Ready or Not, Killing Me Softly,
yeah.
Fuji La. So, I mean, just about every, this is one of those albums that are definitely a no skip. kind of set the standard for you know, breaking that, you know, second or sophomore jinx. There's only a few others that, that have been able to kind of be big. The other ones I had on my list is DMX, Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood. You know, came out with the first one at the beginning of the year, this one at the end of the year. Outkast, ATLians.
Definitely was a don't big name one. Them all, man. Don't name them all at once.
I mean, we got enough people to, you know, spread it out. So yeah, I mean, neither one of those was in my pick, though.
What, you got one for us, Big EQ?
I got one, a personal favorite. The GZA, Genius, Liquid Swords.
Liquid Swords, that was on the list. Yeah.
Yeah, that was I remember when it came out. That was top tier. Lyricism and creativity, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion on that. So I'm gonna keep throwing that out there. It's just my opinion, but that album, I still bang that to this day. Still bang that album to this day.
Yeah, that's my favorite Wu-Tang solo. When you compare it to his first album, Words of the Genius, which was wasn't on that bad, Cold Chillin, it wasn't that bad, but it ain't as dope as Liquid Swords. You know, he definitely. Yeah. Came up, you know, he took a big increase. Somebody's dog barking. I'm surprised my dog ain't barking. What you got, Trillinoise?
I mean, like I said, I really ain't studied, but you know, off the top of my head, though, like,
oh, don't be telling, hey, stop saying, man, you ain't study, man.
I mean, I don't need to, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't be studying. Nigga, I do this for real. Yo, so I do this. I don't need to study.
We all know.
You
know what I'm saying?
Anyway, yeah. But
snitching on yourself, man.
I mean, I'm gonna go with Tribe Called Quest, man.
Tribe.
They second album.
Low End Theory.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, the only thing that saved them on their first album was Benita Applebum. If it wasn't for Benita Applebum, nobody would have fucked with Tribe Called Quest. Until the Low End Theory came out. So, I mean, they really, I mean, not only did they save themselves, I mean, but, you know, I mean, that was a, like, they beat their sophomore jinx because they got better. I mean, and then on top of that, I mean, they got better and better. I mean, Midnight Marauders after that, I mean, come on, like.
Fife Dawg's Pen.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, and, yep, I mean, even though we talked about the five mics, it's like, I mean, I've never heard nobody say, man, rewind that, man. Did you hear what Q-Tip just said? Never, but you know what I'm saying, like, just overall, you know what I mean, the Low End Theory, like, I mean, to me as a sophomore album, to me, that's one of the top best sophomore albums, you know what I'm saying, that elevated from the first album. You know, I know me and well, I don't want to take your pick from you, Paul, but yeah, go ahead.
I already know what you
I was about to compare it to another one, but
you
know
me.
Know.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, I already know what you're finna say.
I mean, I ain't gonna say, you know, I had the Fugees on my list as like one of the biggest. So I had like, my list is kind of two ways. I got the albums I think are the two best sophomore albums, best as just quality, and then the impact. Like, to me, the biggest impact for a sophomore album by far has got to be 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying. It's the biggest impact to me ever. Yeah. Yeah. That's the second album, just so y'all know. A lot of people try to say Power of a Dollar wasn't his first album. It was. It was on Columbia Records.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I ain't never, as far as impact, I think 50 Cent got it, like, impact, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
The impact, like, as far as sophomore albums. But the best sophomore album of all time to me is Mobb Deep, Infamous. Hands down, you talk about drastically better.
But I thought you were gonna bring up Nas. It Was Written.
Nah,
he's not even on here. I mean, because
you were telling me that
like, It Was Written better than Illmatic, but I'm like, nah.
I do like It Was Written better than Illmatic. And there's a lot of people on the internet that have that same opinion.
Nah.
Yeah, nah. I could show you tons of posts that people say.
They can think what they want to think, but I mean, Illmatic, man, is just classic.
Nah, so my other one would be Gangstar Stepping Arena.
Yeah,
Premier changed the game, dude.
I mean, he changed his whole game. I mean, I've never seen a producer change their whole production style. I mean, complete. I mean, go back to the first album, the first Gangstar album. I mean, he was just using loops. He wasn't chopping samples or nothing up. But when you go to the second album, I mean, he completely changed his whole production style. And that right there alone is unheard of. You know what I mean, Guru stayed the same, but yeah.
Well, I want to let Mr. Jones get an album too, but go ahead. Yeah.
What about the P-Rock CL Smooth second one? A lot of people hate second that one. I actually liked it.
Main ingredient?
Yeah. A lot of people didn't like that one. I actually like it. I thought it was a classic. Yeah. Because it was more commercial. That's what people said. It was more commercial. But when you really listen to it, Pete Rock went to another level on that.
I mean, it was more smoothed out, man. Bass lines and it was real crisp.
CL was, you know, one of the most underrated rappers of all time. So
what was the single off of that?
Lots of Loving.
I mean, yeah, they had Lots of Loving, man. Lots of Loving. Yeah. Come on, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Dang.
I mean, they had about four or five.
Hold up. I gotta look at the camera. This is the problem I have with that. Pete Rock and CL Smooth might have the two best debut singles ever. With They Reminisce Over You and Straighten It Out.
Straighten It Out.
I mean, it might be the two best debut singles ever, and it's hard to just like.
Not just debuts, but classic.
Classic, yeah. When I heard Straighten It Out, I was like, oh my God, this is even better than the first. People, you can say that. Straighten It Out is, yo.
No, I mean, that's my shit now. I mean, I'm not knocking. I'm just saying, like, nah. What year was that? Like 90 what? 93, 94?
I think it was 92.
92
or 93.
92. Mr. Jones, you got an album for us, though?
I mean, that's a whole other subject.
You got a sophomore album?
Hey.
Go ahead.
My joint is Public Enemy, Taking Nation to Millions.
They're actually number one on the list. I've seen.
Because I'm a PA1 when I heard them, but it's like, I mean, that first album is dope, but it's like, man, when you get to point B, I'm trying to figure out, you know, what kind of magic was going on in between the first album. You know what I mean? It's like the sound was bigger. It was orchestrated, but it's rugged. The Bomb Squad, Shock Lee Brothers is just on point. You know? And a funny thing about Public Enemy, I noticed, they're one of those hip-hop groups that, you know, all through the time, if somebody got the dope style, you got about like 5 million other cats doing it. But I never even heard anybody even try to like imitate Public Enemy in a way. It's like, even to get those ingredients, you got to be somewhere else. You know what I mean? So they stand alone like that. But yeah, Taking Nation of Millions. That's me.
I mean, the first album, they didn't use the Bomb Squad, right?
Did they use the Bomb Squad on the first album?
Nah, he said, "Yeah." I thought that was just Terminator X.
Yeah.
Going to the Gangstar.
They said they think it was just Terminator X.
I mean, I was on my way to work this morning, and I heard a early.
We had to Google it. Do you, Mr. J, you the historian? Do you know?
I think it was Bomb Squad on both of those, at least.
Okay, well, that right there goes back to Premier then. I mean, because they switched their whole style, because that first PE album is nothing like the second album. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Bomb Squad, man. I mean, they are underrated as producers, so. But I don't know. I mean, we got to research that. I mean, I don't think that was the first. I don't think they did the first album.
All right, well, we about to get to a quick Dizzle break because we also are streaming on the Dizzle Facebook page as well.
I'm already sipping.
So we're going to get into the Chip Food Dizzle commercial because we love Chip Food.
Tropical drink.
Me and my team are never been link up. They're gonna be drink up. We sit down and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the bars and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup up. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting list, another waiting for that tropical twist that'll tickle your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the
drizzle.
That's right. I really mean it. You could Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice and tell them Trillanoise, it's nice.
It is good. Yeah. I'm feeling nice over here.
Dizzlebrand.com to order your very own bottle or bottles. Also, if you're in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, or Arkansas, just go see if it's in your store. And we got the Dizzle cans now. I'm drinking on the sangria cocktail. Who don't love sangria? And I'm tipsy like I'm from Mississippi, but this is live for Vietnam. So,
yeah, but I was doing some research. But,
my man, hold up. Thanks to Porterfield for tuning in. He's always showing love and always tuning in.
Word.
Okay, it was actually Bomb Squad was on the first, Hank Shockley was on the second.
Yeah, but
Hank Shockley was on the second.
But Rick Rubin did Yo Bum Rush the Show. Yeah. So I mean technically the Bomb Squad was on the first one, but it wasn't, you know what I'm saying, the whole squad. Yeah. Yeah.
Shouts out to Twitter stay showing his love on the listeners and the viewers. Shouts out to everybody tuning in on the Indy Castle Twitter, the Vietnam Live, and of course the Paul Masson. Facebook, y'all be a bunch of fucking haters, man. And appreciate Big EQ for joining us, man. Definitely send us some more music too, man.
Oh,
I think
we
only review one song, right?
Yeah, we got some more. We got some more coming for you, man. Coming to you, man. As just working some things out right now. So
okay. All right, so we got another topic here. We was actually going to wait till next week for this, but I thought we'd go ahead and get into it. Why are DJs no longer part of the group identity in hip-hop? Who wants to start this one?
I'll go first. I mean, we talked about that a long time ago, yeah. I mean, it's crazy because you had DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Help me out, somebody. Some more.
P-Rock and CL Smooth.
Yeah, P-Rock. You know what I'm saying? CL Smooth. like,
what was the other one we were naming?
Rob Basin, Easy Rock.
I mean, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Yeah,
like,
Rob
I mean,
Basin, DJ Easy Rock, Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five. Hold up. Cool G Rap and DJ Polo. Showbiz and AG. And the thing we were talking about is the DJ's name was before the rappers.
Yeah, but Cool G Rap and DJ Polo, I mean,
and AG.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
Eric B. And Rock Kim.
And Rock Kim, yeah.
That's the one you was trying to get.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's weird, like, you know.
Yeah, Jazzy Jeff, Fresh Prince. I mean, yeah, it's weird. The DJ's name was first. The DJ was part of group identity. When
and
did
it's
this
funny,
shit stop?
I mean, it is funny that nowadays, DJs be selling out goddamn arenas and shit, you know what I'm saying? Without no MC, like no group or nothing, and then you got rappers selling
like
out
Marshmallow.
Arenas. I mean, yeah, whoever that is, yeah. But
Marshmallow,
I'm just saying, like,
the guy that they had helping push Murray, like, comment, they're using Marshmallow's playlist, they had Marshmallow commenting on his videos.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, yeah, I mean, it's just funny how much hip-hop has changed over the years and, you know what I'm saying, what is accepted. Like, I mean, back in the day, you had to have a DJ. Like, I mean, you had to have a DJ. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody followed the DJ, not the MC. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you were secondary at the party. I mean, you know, say you was the one controlling the mic, hyping up the DJ though. I mean, it's just weird though. Like, I mean, nobody talks about their DJ. I mean, how many rappers do you know that travel with a set DJ? I mean, I ain't talking about old school rappers. I'm talking about like nowadays.
Not too many. And I've done security for a lot of them. Not too many.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, a set DJ. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, like,
what's the cause of this though? What do you think caused the DJ to come out
of hip hop? I think a lot of it.
That's the super.
It's a label greed.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Label greed. You know what I'm saying? One less person to pay. You'll say, exactly. What is it? You know what I'm saying? What does he do? You know what I mean? Like, he's not rapping, he's not the star. You know what I mean? He's just in the back, but he's controlling everything though. I mean, he's setting the tone, the tempo, the mode. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean,
what about technology?
Definitely. Once Real Play came on in the early 90s, and they used that to play on Real Play.
Yeah.
They started yep. to push the DJs out.
Yep, that.
Remember doing, I'm sorry, but remember doing the quote unquote crunk era, the DJs that was putting out music then at that time.
I mean,
Little John was basically
like DJ. He was the main one, of course. I mean, he was the main one, but there was other DJs that was putting stuff out. I mean, then
they just
all disappeared, almost. I mean, like I said, a lot of them just became. Regular, okay. I can't say regular, but they just became producers.
I mean, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know you're talking about with that crunk era, but you know, those DJs weren't DJs for a specific artist. You know, Lil John was just, you know, say he was a DJ.
Part of DJ.
But you know, you know say, but then you know, say like, I mean, around that era, that you know, say like the producers, you know, say the producers just became separate entities. Like, you know, back in the day, you had a producer that was a part of the crew. Like, it was your DJ, and your DJ was most likely your producer, and you was the MC. And then, you know, say it started shifting. And, like, you know what I'm saying? To me, Little John brought in the era of, I'm just a DJ, I'm just a producer. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but, I mean, I think Little John started ushering in, you know what I'm saying, ushering in that era right there.
Because, I mean, so, like my one of my favorites, DJ Muggs. When I stopped hearing people mention DJ Muggs, I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm quite sure everybody on here is like Soul Assassin fans. So that first Soul Assassin fan album, like, nobody talks about DJs no more. Hardly ever.
I mean, Unless they're blaming them.
Dilated Peoples, like DJ Babu. Who was after that? That was the last time I heard DJ
Honda.
Shout out.
I think DJ Honda came around that same time.
Yeah, DJ Honda.
I remember DJ Honda, but he was before DJ Babu, I thought.
I mean, you got to think, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it went from
Honda
like...
DJ Honda dropped the album way back in the days.
You know what I mean? Like, it was in phases, though. Like, it went from, like, the DJ name before the rapper.
Yeah, the DJ... And then,
you know what I'm saying?
The DJ name off, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then it went the rapper before the DJ. And then it just went to, this is my DJ. He's a part of the group, but... I mean, you know,
DJs. They're never,
you know, I mean, yeah. Like, yeah. Like whoever's available in this city that I'm about to do a show in this city. Yo, no, you hot in this city. Come DJ for me. I mean, yeah, it's weird, man. For real.
Cause nobody's scratching on no records no more like that too much.
Nope.
Not commercial. Definitely underground independent. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to hear that on your top 40 radio station. You're not going to hear it on, you know, urban radio. You'll hear it on Sirius.
It should be. I don't know. I mean, I go to parties, man. They don't even scratch. They just fucking, I mean, Serato do everything for you anyway. So, I mean, you're not a DJ just because you can goddamn blend two songs together.
And that's another thing. Anybody could DJ now because you got Serato and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
is there any I was just talking to a homeboy a couple of weeks ago about this. Whatever happened to the DJ competition? Like,
oh,
do
no,
they
still
do that anymore?
Yes, they do. Yes, yeah, they do. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to look that up. I'm gonna have to look.
Go on YouTube. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? I was watching the beat making competition before we got on air. Yeah. You'll say, but the funny thing is, they do it in Canada.
Go figure. Go for it.
You know what I'm saying? They do it in Canada. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, I'm trying to tell you, man, go on YouTube, dog. Man, you can search Russia. Man, I'll be watching videos, man, of beat battles. I can't understand what nobody's saying, man, but the music is universal. I mean, a bunch of white dudes that look like some Heil Hitler motherfuckers. Man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, for real, dog. I'm talking about making some straight up, I mean, making bangers, dog. I'm trying to tell you, for real. Yeah. But, you know, man, hip hop, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the problem is, man, you know what I'm saying? It's just hip hop in the USA. You know what I mean? The United States does not appreciate hip hop no more, and we created it.
Yeah, that's
a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact.
We allowed it. We allowed it to get commercial.
You know what I'm saying?
We allowed it to get commercial. That's the problem. We allowed it. Allowed corporate America to come in and swoop it.
That's a fact.
And we don't listen to or support a lot of the independent artists around the country.
Trying to tell you, man, back in '88, you know what I'm saying, when they had somebody rapping on that twig, what was that cereal with the rabbit?
Twix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Once he started rapping on the commercial, it was over.
I mean,
it was over.
Once the rabbit started rapping, it was over.
It was over. Yeah. It was over. He was rapping.
I had a friend of mine, 190 Proof, who was in he was in the Marines.
Yeah.
And he was stationed over in Japan, and he used to always tell me, like, dude, you gotta come over here to Japan. Like this hip hop over here is pure. It's pure. You know what I'm saying? Like, even when I was in Canada playing football up there, and rap is, I mean, the way they go about the music, I mean, they come from a very pure,
appreciative.
Yeah, it's it's very refreshing, if you will. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to here, it's almost, especially in today's climate, where when we was, as far as I was growing up, because I consider myself an old head, growing up, when somebody could spit, that was, we looked at her, that's talent. Now, if a person can spit, it's almost like, oh, he's a rapper, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know,
rap.
It's stupid. Rap, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You lyrical miracle. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I come from the time, man, like, you know, like, man, when I was coming up, you know what I'm saying? First of all, I grew up in overseas. I grew up in Germany. So, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I have firsthand experience on how, you know what I'm saying, the hip-hop scene is appreciated more overseas than here. You know what I mean? And it just baffles me, man.
Why that is, though, right? King Flo said it. They care about one thing and one thing only, man. It ain't about necessarily are you spitting bars all the time. It's about originality.
Yeah. I mean, because
they don't,
you know what I'm
saying,
look,
you to be sounding like nobody else.
Dog, you know what I'm saying?
That's
okay.
The thing. Now everybody sounds like everybody else.
It's like this, man. Okay. Oh boy, I mean, how old are you? The new
Biggie,
guy.
Biggie Q, how old are you, man?
45.
God, same age as me. Same age as me. You ain't happy yet. You trying to find somebody older than you. Nah, you the oldest fart on the show.
Okay, anyways. You know what I'm saying?
Fart on the show.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck y'all niggas. But anyway, but all I'm saying is, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, dog. I mean, I grew up, man. Okay. I put on my playlist, dog. I mean, we had Kid and Play. We had Airb and Rakim. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just imagine. You know what I'm saying? We had Big Daddy Kane. We had Biz Markie. You know what I'm saying? Like, at no point did we ever underestimate their ability or their skill. You know what I mean? Like, we appreciated all that shit. But you know what I'm saying? We had different styles and different type of shit to listen to. I mean, because we all know that Big Daddy Kane wrote all of Biz Markie's rhymes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but you know what I'm saying? But when you listen to Pickin' Boogers, are you thinking about any of that
shit? Pickin' Boogers is the shit.
I mean, are you thinking about any of this shit?
No, nah. Biz Markie's, you know what I'm saying? I mean, fucking classic, yo.
I mean, you know classic. What I'm saying? I mean, Queen Latifah's first album is the most classic shit and most underrated out of any album.
Is that
dog.
The one with you and ITY?
No. You know what I'm saying? Her first album is better than.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The one where she got
anything.
The, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Man, her
ladies first and all that.
Man, her first album, man, is dope as hell. 45 King, Martin 45 King. You know what I'm saying? Did the bulk of that. But I'm just saying though. We had Poor Righteous Teachers. We had X-Clan. I mean, we used to listen to all this shit at the same time. Gucci Crew. I'm talking about, man. I mean, come on. Two Live Crew.
Yeah, I'm about to say Two Live Crew.
I'm just saying. I mean, just think about it.
Ghetto all Boys. These months, Too Short. You might not have listened to Too Short, but I did.
I mean, but just think about it, though. All these motherfuckers out there at the same time, and we listened to all that shit. We took it all in, and they are all classics and revered in our minds right now, right?
They were all different.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was all different. Nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's sad that you got a goddamn you'll say you pretty much have to goddamn scour the internet to find something different.
True.
That's the new digging in the crates.
Right.
That's the new digging in the crates. You got
there.
You
is. Want to listen yeah, you to good hip-hop, in the
you got to
now.
Dig in the crates.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm saying which I do, but
digging
I'm just saying
the digital
like, I mean,
crates. Digging in the digital crates.
You know what I mean? Like, I hate to say it though. I mean, just like Drake said though.
I mean,
Drake did say that. I mean, a lot of y'all can't tour overseas, and they don't.
Digging in the digital crates.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Gunna. You know what I'm saying? Like, Gunna or anybody else ain't gonna finna be in Japan doing a show.
First of all, they can't get no passports.
They're just now getting in the truck.
I mean, Yeah. Like you said, first of all, they can't get a passport. But then on top of that, I mean, they don't want you there anyway. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, come on, though. Like, I mean, they like all these one hit wonders they talk shit about or whatever. I mean, man, dog. Oh boy, from Lords of the Underground. I know for a fact, dog. I mean, man, they still tour. Months out of the year, dog. Overseas.
They just did a show with Nonfiction and Onyx.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, man, they tour overseas making a bag. You know what I'm saying?
Onyx stay in Amsterdam.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
and Russia, exactly. Even during war times.
Exactly. Like I said,
you go where the fans are. It ain't about politics. You go where the fans are.
As a matter of fact, Onyx to put out three albums. I ain't even know that until I saw looking at their page recently.
Yep, you over the money at?
Yeah, they've been dropping, man.
Damn, they've been dropping like that.
Yeah, that's when
the
snow
goons. Okay, I'll be
Onyx and Snow Goons. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a new question, then. What would you rather be? Would you rather be U.S. famous or the rest of the world famous?
Rest of the world famous.
Hey.
Exactly.
Like, what kind of question is that?
Exactly. Hey. I'm just asking.
When you breaking this question down, now like you're nobody in the U.S., right? You're nobody in the U.S., right? That's what you're saying.
Hey, Paul.
You're nobody in the U.S., but you're popping everywhere else. That's what you're saying, Paul, right?
Paul, I can walk with you. Hey, Paul.
I'll take that shit.
I can walk into Ukraine right now, dog. Like a boss.
Hey, I'll be like Mike Jack. Jamming you know
I mean, come on now. I mean, I'm good in the Ukraine. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look, I can go to Fayetteville and get popped right now. I can walk through Ukraine right now. You know what I'm saying? And walk the streets like I'm a boss. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, thanks to this show.
And Russia and what? Germany, a lot of other countries.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, I'm good at Germany. You know what I'm saying? Amsterdam,
France,
all that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
France, yeah. DJ King Flo, France.
Man, France, you know what I mean? Hey, France was Paris was a weekend trip for us when I was in Germany, man. Come on, dog. Yeah, that's nothing. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good in Europe. You know what I'm saying? I go to Vietnam and get popped in the head right now. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know what I'm just saying, I go to Ukraine right now. You know what I'm saying? Off a song review. I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. Me and my boys, we had a conversation like this, and we did an interview for a song we did a few years ago with a DJ out of France. You know what I'm saying? And it was like I said, the word refreshing comes to mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like these dudes, like I wasn't expecting nobody to hit me up until somebody hit me up on Messenger. And, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, can you do an interview? I'm sitting there thinking it's one of the bots or whatever. Dude, I was like, yo, I'm not with anybody selling. Like, no, I'm not selling anything. And dude told me he wanted to do an interview. I got my homeboys, did the interview, you know what I'm saying? Dudes, like, you know what I'm saying? Then they had the people calling in or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't hardly understand anything. I know my French teacher would have been cussing me out. You know what I'm saying? But I was just like, you know, it was refreshing to actually get that type of love from some cats from overseas. I was like, damn, I wasn't expecting, you know what I'm saying? I know when we look at our numbers or whatever, you know, little small numbers here and there, and we're like, oh, over in France, they listening to us. Over in Germany, they listening to us. Over in little small areas you wouldn't even think of, they're listening. They're listening. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather be popular overseas than popular here.
Why? Exactly.
Because first of all, I mean, I hate to put myself in a box, but when you do boom bap ish type rap, if you will, you know what I'm saying? Here in America, they're not checking for that. If it's not twerking work, I mean, what are you bringing? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, everything has its place, but you know, let's just face it.
You know what's crazy though? Like, not even just boom bap. Like the mainstream, like the major artists, the mainstream artists, they break them overseas. They've always break cats in the Asian market first, man. I mean, even like Queens, like their first tour was in Japan. They were from London. You know, it's always like that. You got to break cats overseas. Like, people don't understand countries like India, Philippines, and all these Asian countries, they give you more engagement on social media than America. You know, America is, it's like Fayetteville, Haterville. It's,
but
spread it across the whole U.S. You know what I'm saying? It's like Haterville spread it across the whole U.S.
So, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, what's funny is though, like Drill. Do you know Drill is UK music? Drill comes from the UK, dog. I mean, like, the United States appropriated that shit and started calling it New York Drill and Chicago Drill.
Down the rabbit hole, you'll see that it started overseas.
Yeah, Drill started from the UK. That's crazy. You know what I mean? All that shit the niggas doing is from the UK. And it's funny though. I mean, like I said, man. I'm blessed to have lived overseas and seen both sides of it. And like, you know what I'm saying, Paul, we talk about it. I mean, man, don't let me hit the lottery. I mean,
I won a lot of hip hop in Panama.
I mean, look, I don't need a million. You know what I'm saying? I get 500,000, dog. I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm giving up my citizenship and everything, though. I'm gone. I'm telling you right now.
Well, you back in Germany?
Back to Germany.
I mean, you got J-Rue the Dammer just staying overseas and like Alpha Rise in Italy.
A lot of people, man. Trust me.
From the Alcoholics. He's over there too.
Trust me, dog. I'm gone. I'm going back.
Makes sense. I mean, especially if all their shows are over there anyways, it might as well just be over there. Because even Master Ace, King Flo was saying, Master Ace, you know, don't get a lot of shows in the U.S., which is crazy because we reviewed the music with him and Rex.
I mean,
fucking fire, you fucking haters. But, yeah, man, it's crazy, man. America's, you know what? New York even fucking sold out hip-hop. New York sold out hip-hop. America sold out hip-hop. On a larger scale, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's New York kicked hip hop out of New York. Cali said, "Yo, y'all don't want that chick. All right, come over here. We got Alcoholics, Dilated Peoples, Feel the Agony, the Far Eye, King T, Cypress Hill, whoever. You know, the list fucking goes on. DJ Muggs, like you said, Cypress Hill."
Man, they are touring heavy in Europe. They touring heavy.
Yeah,
in Europe.
Man.
Yeah. Planet Asia.
Look. Man.
They fucking say, yo, y'all don't want hip hop in New York? All right, come over here.
I mean, they sold it for cheap. They thought they were
okay, but you know, saying but you know, saying but
now they see it's worth billions.
You know, saying but I will as far as the Far Side though. You know, say I used to live in California. I mean, the Far Side, West Coast rappers have it way better than anybody else in the whole country. I mean, I'm standing by that. You know, say I mean the Far Side. I mean Hieroglyphics. You know, say they have High Road Day. You know, say when I first moved to California, you know, I mean we went to Oakland. They had High Road Day. You know, I mean, if you go back on my Facebook page and all this type of stuff like that, you know, I mean, you can see I was on the side of the stage with two short.
Texas
I mean,
rappers might be a little close though.
They might be close, but
rappers are a little close because they get a lot of love out there on the independent scale. Yeah,
politics.
Yeah. But
they have real unity out there.
Ain't nobody fucking with California underground artists, dog. I'm trying to tell you, man. There's niggas out there making goddamn bags, and nobody know them outside of California. I mean,
that's because every city.
I'm talking about millions. Nobody knows them outside of California. I'm telling you right now, dog. Nobody knows them outside of the state and making millions. I mean, they just tore up and down. You know what I'm saying? Like California.
Yeah, but does California got like the small little hick towns?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, oh,
they
yeah,
do. They do.
Man, California,
well, you know, like, desert towns, if you will.
No farm. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, man. California
hick sounds like weird.
I live in Sacramento now. I mean, but California has a lot of farm and Trump country towns. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted now, for real. Trust me. I mean, right
just,
outside of Sacramento.
California, I just think of hippies, man.
Nah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they are more liberal in their politics. I mean, they're more liberal in their politics. I'm just saying, but you know what I'm saying, man, there is a lot of Trump country in California. You know what I'm saying, man? And then on top of that, man, I mean, California is more farmland than what you think. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nobody, the Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? You got Oakland. You'll say you got San Francisco. You'll say you got Sacramento. And I'm trying to tell you, man, in between all those parts, man, is just fucking farmland. You know what I'm saying? And then LA is 8 hours from, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's an 8-hour trip from Sacramento. So,
you know what I mean? Like grape farms and shit.
I mean, almond. I mean, man, almond farms. Oh, I mean, man.
Sound like some California shit, an almond farm.
Yo, I mean, it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, you know. No.
And shit. Y'all out here on almond farms.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you got almond farms. I mean, you got a bunch of shit. And, I mean, you got a shit. You got a shitload of weed farms. I'm trying to tell you, though. I've been driving. You know what I'm saying? I've been driving to a different site. You know what I'm saying, man? They're like, you just smell like a strong presence of weed, though. It's weed farms. I was in Humboldt County. Humboldt County. I worked over there for like 6 months, man. In Humboldt County, man. I'm talking, man. I smell weed all day. Nobody was smoking. How you smell weed all day and ain't nobody smoking nothing? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you right now. I mean, California is a whole different world, dog. I mean, I love it, but I'm just saying, like, as far as an independent artist. If you know, say like, I mean,
we just hit the hour mark. Anything else y'all want to chop up about before we do shout outs and shit?
Nah.
Okay. Nah.
Dizzle.
Yeah, Dizzle.
I got this shit should be against the law. Hey, look. Hey, look, you can see the level, right?
Yeah. So what do you think? What you thinking over there?
I've had this shit for a long time. That's what I'm thinking.
It's pretty good, right?
Take it easy.
It's pretty good, right?
Creep up on you.
Hey, look. I'm tapping the cat back on that bitch. Put this bitch up.
It'll creep up on you.
We got a comment coming in. Let's see. Porterfield, appreciate you. All right, so let's go with the shout outs. Who want to start?
Is somebody J, house on got? Fire? Hey, shout out to the fire department.
On fire?
Who's house on fire?
You'll say the fire department. Shout out to the fire department.
All right.
Somebody you, burning Mr. something J? Up in the house.
No, it ain't me.
It ain't me. That's right. It ain't me. They fuck this podcast. But yeah, if it was my house, I'd have got them jumped off.
What the hell? How the hell we got a damn fire alarm and nobody know who it is?
It might be your shit.
Nah, I ain't want nothing here.
It definitely ain't mine.
Check the microwave. Yeah, check the microwave.
Hide your kids. Hide your kids.
Miss J, you got some shout outs?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Sin, Freddie Laps. Fat will be out in Fayetteville tomorrow. They got a natural hair convention in the park at 6627 Bunsen Road. It starts about 1 o'clock. He'll be on stage about, I think he said about 2:30. Go check him out there. Of course, shout out to Cayenne the Lion King. And shout out to y'all, man. Of course, we got the Underground Experience documentary, still working on that. Got some stuff for the soundtrack, still working on that. One Heartbeat Away, come check that out. Streaming now. Shout out to Big EQ, man. I didn't know he knew 190 Proof. Shout out to, you know, the Liquid Productions. Used to be down with us back in the day when we were doing the Omega Clan thing. Shout out to 190 Proof, wherever he's at, you know what I'm saying, whatever he's doing.
I'll tell you in a second, dog. I'll tell you in a second what's going on with him.
All right.
You got shout outs?
Did you get a shout out to us? Shout out to Live from Vietnam. Shout out to the Paul Pickett podcast.
Appreciate that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's it. Fuck everybody else. Hey.
Well, shouts out to Live from Vietnam, Paul Pickett podcast, and fuck everybody else. All right, Big EQ, man. You got some shout outs for us?
It's goddamn dizzy.
Man. Shout outs to my brothers, The Collective Inc. We got a lot of music coming to you soon. Shout out to my dude, 190 Proof. He is locked up at Bertie, doing 22 years.
I thought he was still on his way out.
Shout out to my people that's out of Fayetteville, people that know me, Douglas Bird, Westover,
Winterberg.
You know what I'm saying? DuPont. You know what I'm saying? Foxfire was good.
Oh.
And
5305 Foxfire Drive.
Man. Appreciate y'all, man. Let's do this again.
That's what's up. Definitely, yeah. Don't forget anytime. Some more music. Submit music at liveforfayetteville@gmail.com. Me and Trill will be on at 5 p.m. tomorrow. Shouts out to my haters. Shouts out to Live from Vietnam. Shouts out to y'all for joining us. We got Jones in the building right here. Mr. J, Trillinoise Tracks, Big EQ. Shouts out to everybody that love this hip-hop shit. What's up? Go ahead. Shouts out to Dizzle.
I'm gonna say fuck Dizzle. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta say fuck Dizzle?
I'm bent over it. You know what I'm saying? This shit right here should be against the law.
Dizzle should be against the law.
What the fuck is this? fuck Dizzle.
Greatest commercial ever.
Man, dog. All right, man. Hey.
Roker. Yeah, Roker, Livio, Mike Dizzle. He didn't mean that shit. He didn't mean that.
He know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? God damn.
He didn't mean that.
Great commercial. Great commercial.
Don't listen to him.
I'm going to catch a charge with this shit. Hey, Dizzle, have my bail money.
Dizzle, have his bail money. Once again, we want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode.
Jesus.
Now podcast. It looks like we out. Peace.
Yep.
Beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog.